feel bad if I stay. I'm just a ghost out of his bed.
I think, wait, keep the music on. I think there's 21 of you here, and we're all in this together, guys. But why is this low-key a good song? I'm jamming out, and that's my serial killer trait.
It's actually hitting so hard. Also, by the way, you are listening to WMFO Medford, where we're playing Mother Mother.
Ooh.
Anyways.
So bad. No.
Wow.
That's not my mic.
Oh,
It's okay. Just speak on it.
Speak on it. I'm going to speak on that song because that song was...
It's really good. I haven't heard it before, actually.
It's Female Energy Part 2 by Willow.
That was Henry's pick.
I had to pick that because just me in freshman year, I heard her sing that song and I said, wow, you get it.
We were just talking about how I was a hater because I went to see Billie Eilish Happier Than Ever and she was anti-vax at the time, so I didn't get to see her open.
Yeah, I also... When I saw Billy and she canceled, I was also there.
We've gone to all the same... Sorry.
We go to the same concerts all the time. It's fine. But I remember her that happening and being like, And so I haven't really listened to her since then. I actually forgot she existed for a while until just recently.
Too.
Funny thing about that song is it's part two. Where's part one, babes? There was no part one ever anywhere. So maybe this, I just don't
unreleased,
get the bit.
Unreleased.
I think it is unreleased. I don't really know, but she's just different like that. But yeah, that was my pick to start us off.
What's next? It's my pick. What is it? Oh my God. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. Bye. Everyone take a deep breath.
The black hole of the window where you sleep the
Well, well, well. That was the craziest song ever. I listen to that and I think, I don't start hyperventilating, but I think I have to just like stare at a wall when I hear that song only. It's so visceral. I think I have other songs in here that are more visceral because I have listened to this song since that era of my life. But I remember like hearing that song word for word and like sitting in my bed and just like, I don't know, this song is so sad. It's so sad. Yeah. But I love it. It's good. Like, I'll sing along to it, but I won't smile. You won't see me smiling.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I have words about this song, but I love Mitski, and hearing this song live actually like did something to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't enjoy really the concert that I went to her, not because of her, but because I didn't really enjoy Laurel Hell, and that was a tour I went to see her for, because like I just wanted to see her, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll like it later, because sometimes it takes me a while to like albums, but I just don't think the album was for me. But I heard that song and her other earlier music, and it was so real, and now I listen to it and I think about how I heard it live and how I was like, I like saw her in the flesh, and I start getting really excited.
No, yeah, I went to the same tour, and I remember before,
I think you went to the one after me.
No, I went to Laurel Hell, and I also went to
I'm jealous.
Wait, did I go to Laurel Hell?
Working for the Knife.
Yeah, yeah, I went to that. But then I also went to one recently. But yeah, I remember like I had listened to that song before the concert, and like I would just sort of like sing along to it, whatever, casual, and then like
casual now.
And when I saw it live, I actually like was like jaw on the floor, like 100-yard stare, like literally like like it was crazy. It was crazy the way she sang those words, because they really spoke to me.
Oh, seeing I Bet on Losing Dogs.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I almost crumpled to the floor.
Oh, wow.
But the floor was hella dirty.
Oh yeah.
Because it's a concert, but.
No, my God. I just remember during all of her songs about like her hating men.
Never mind.
Oh. Okay. Wait, sorry, I'm just like way too loud for you guys.
It's okay. I think it's me. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's you?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Okay, let's do the next one. I don't have any more words about this song. Like, yeah, I think it speaks for itself.
I just remember when I went to both of her concerts, I was actually next to a pair of couples both times, and they would only make out during songs about hating men and about hating relationships, and I just thought that was really interesting, and
that
I
they
wanted
were there
to share
together,
because I was like, why do you guys pick the weirdest songs to make out to? But yeah,
why is Andre hating on us? One of our listeners just said, y'all just be doing anything on air.
All right.
Really?
Okay, Andre, this one's for you. This one's my song. And this song actually is going to give me shivers because I haven't heard it in years. And I did not listen to it before this when we were like choosing songs. And so I'm actually so scared to hit play, but it's okay.
Do it.
I'm going to power through.
Do it.
Through.
You won't.
I'm going to power through.
Near you.
Oh my God.
Lying on its side, seeing what's to come. The image of the dead, dead ends in my mind.
Oh,
Okay. Hey guys, so I want to talk about this song because this is a song I reluctantly put on. It's so visceral, but also I want to mention that I try not to listen to this song anymore because I think part of the reason that I was so sad in freshman year is because I listened to all these songs with horrible affirmations. I would literally be all day, every day, this song on loop. I loved it. But the whole time when I was singing along to it, I was going, nothing I do is ever good. Like, I was like, nothing I do is ever good. Nothing I do is ever good enough. Leave me alone. Like, leave me alone. Like, that's really sad. Like, 13, 14 year old me, like, nothing I do is ever good. Nothing I do is ever good enough. Like, I suck. Like, that is so horrible. And I never want to, and I don't like to listen to the song because I hear these things, like, and I'm like, oh, like, I don't want to be putting this these thoughts into my brain. And that's why y'all got to watch out with the music you listen to, because this song is hella not a good song to listen to if you're trying to put out positive vibes.
Like, yeah, we'll just put it on, though. We'll just play it for you,
though. Don't listen to this song unless you don't understand English.
Or you're on WMFO Medford. Hello.
Hello.
Oh. No, I mean, just, like, I'll eat it up every time, though. Like, yeah. These gruesome lyrics, me in freshman year, it was never that serious. Like, I just thought it was, and it
it wasn't that serious, but I really felt like the world was over and this song understood.
Yeah.
But it's so sad. I should have listened to, like, Katy Perry or something. But it had to happen, and I get it.
Right, no, it was crucial. It was crucial to development.
And that's why, it's just so sad whenever I hear this. I'm like, oh, I was so sad. Like,
yeah.
Because it's just like the affirmations, like, I shouldn't have put that out into the universe because I got it right back.
Wow.
Yeah, so watch out. That's all I have to say about this song.
Well, you know what else we got to watch out for? High school dropout rates.
Yeah.
And today, we're talking to you freshmen out there.
Oh, I tried to whistle.
Stay. Ooh. Yeah, you freshmen, stay in school. Hello. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become.
Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. And with that,
stay in school
no matter how hard it is, because it's worth it.
It's worth it. Stay in school, kids. Freshmen, it'll get better.
Trust. It will.
Speaking of depressing songs, I'm about to play a little sneak depressing song from The GOAT. And this song hit me hard like a brick, when I was younger. And first time I heard this song, I thought I was in a music video, which we don't have to talk about that. We don't know. Y'all ever just in your room and think you're in a music video or what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or is that just me?
Oh. Me going, pretend, start to shake for no reason. Me singing, Roar, whatever that.
Right. I can't handle change. Wow. Okay, anyways, enjoy this next one.
You're too silly, Henry. You're too silly.
Look at them shakes, made up a dance. How come you shook? And I ain't took out my hands. Beans, star, bucks, star, struck. Bitch coming soon. That's cause you suck. That's coming soon. Suck my dick. I'm on my bed.
in the cave, learning how to solve. Coding in Amazon, Amazon.
Out the trunk, I'm already rich as fuck. So the products in the front, got my partner in the front. Been my BF for a month, but we been fucking from the jump, 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 jump.
I don't wanna fucking be here anymore. I'm leaving forever. If you miss me, whatever, I don't care. I'm tired of your face and the way that you hate everything. You make me want to start smoking cigarettes so I die slowly. Anything that's bad for me, you're killing me. You're killing me. I don't wanna fucking hear anymore. I know you got problems and we've all got problems too. I'm sick of being your shoulders.
I want to talk about this song because I'm about to drop some lore, and the lore is that I think the saddest part of this song is that I would listen to this song every single morning on the drive to school with my dad, and it was just me and him sitting in the car. We wouldn't speak, but the only thing that played was this song saying, well, it's like, I don't wanna be here anymore. I'm leaving forever. If you miss me, whatever, I don't care. I'm tired of your face and the way that you hate everything. You make me wanna start like smoking cigarettes so I die slowly, which I think is so sad because like, if I had a kid and they like were listening to these things and like were hella fucking emo, I'd be like, ooh, eek. And my dad definitely like didn't want to interfere. But like, I think it's so sad that I would just like listen to the songs. And I listened to like Class of 2013 in the car with my mom. When my mom and I got in fights, I would like purposely put like Tron Cat on aux to like be evil and like a menace. But I just think it's so sad that I would listen to the song like in front of, like my parents knew that I was like having these like words like in my head all the time. Because I'm just like, I don't want to be here anymore. Aww. But it's like, oh, ew, girl, really? Like, I look back and I'm like, ew.
But what you doing if your kid listens to that?
What you doing if your kid listens to Remo Drive?
What you doing if your, wait, Remo Drive son or Class of 2013 daughter?
Class of 2013 daughter, yeah, Class of 2013.
Honestly, yeah, I agree.
It's just so, like, this song, just, I listen to it and I don't, like, it doesn't, like, bring that visceral feeling, but it just makes me, like, disappointed that I listened to that like in front of my father, because like that's such a sad song. And it's not sad, it's like angry. The anger filled inside of a 14-year-old girl is unmatched to anything else. The rage of a 14-year-old girl. Have y'all seen the movie 13? Because I watched the first half.
She has to buy only the first another half. Free trial again.
Yeah, because I went 48 hours without finishing it. So I have to rent it again if I want to finish it. And I don't know if I should. I haven't got to the good part yet, though.
Yeah.
Like the part. Y'all hear my chair?
Mom!
Can you wash my back? Okay, I need to be done here.
No, I mean, honestly, you should just keep talking so I shouldn't play this song because... I, unfortunately, I've been playing all my, I've been playing all of my, like, depressing emo, and they're not even that depressing, but, like, my, like, skater boy, when I was an actual skater, I was in good, but I did skate, and I hung out in skate parks.
I did skate too, but I couldn't go to parks, I just, like, bombed hills.
Oh, I could do an ollie. At one point, but I was really bad at it and I hurt myself a lot. But, that was sad. But also half of my freshman year was also impacted by one album that came out, and, it falls under the jurisdiction of what is known as opium. And I unfortunately became an opium boy and repped the opium gang. And I'm just like, not a real gang, just a group of people. Although... I don't know. No.
Lore?
No, just like...
Henry's in a gang! Henry's in a gang!
No, it's just opium. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just... Yeah. I thought I was in opium and just, like, loved them. And they made me feel amazing. And the other day, I said this to someone. And they went, oh, so it was, like, your straight boy era. And I was like,
oh! Oh!
Because I can be gay and listen to opium. Don't play with me.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I did it, and I'm about to do it yet again.
Defying the stereotypes.
Don't even play with me. Don't even play with me right now.
Don't play with them.
You're about to. So you're gonna hear it happen. So yeah.
My hair red, just to look like a pirate. I like all of my cups so dirty. I've been sipping that bloody mint. I'm in zone of my prongs and prone milk for time, roll on my dub, yeah. I'm in zone of my prongs and prone milk for time, roll on my dub, yeah. Don't get close, baby, don't get too close. Don't get close, baby, don't get too close. But you don't know, yeah, my head, cause you don't know. Cause you don't know, yeah, my head, cause you don't know.
I gotta eat, I gotta eat, I guess he eat, I guess he eat, I guess he might, shout it with me. Shawty come see, shawty for see. She wanna bite, she wanna cut it. She wanna ride, ride it and ride. She wanna bite, I like these beats. She wanna ash, she wanna cut. I got these diamonds, they blinking, bitch. All of my phones, they ringing, bitch. She like them niggas, they really rich. I hear so much, they like a little witch. I told her I really don't do this shit. That money gon' make this bitch do this shit. Codeine on my cup, bitch, I do this shit. Codeine on my drink, bitch, I do this shit. You know that my body is full of it. You know that my shawty be full of it. You know that I'm happy, bitch, I'm ruining it. I'm taking these chances and doing it. Take up your head and we move the bitch. My shot it right, go like a Buddha bitch. And shout out my cousin, he coolin' it. We really hot boys, we not new to this. We really hot boys, we not new to this. I'm taking my dime, my head red. Just a look like a pound of red. I like all of my cups so dirty. I've been sipping that bloody mint. I'm in zone of my prongs and prone milk for time, roll on my dub, yeah. I'm in zone of my prongs and prone milk for time, roll on my dub, yeah. Don't get close, baby, don't get too close. Don't get close, yeah. Baby, don't get too close. But you don't know, yeah, my head, cause you don't know. But you don't know, yeah, my head, cause you don't know.
Something I want to say is that this song is freshman year, but I think Pierce the Veil will always have a special place in my heart because I just love, like, this song is actually good. And last spring break, like spring break of my senior year of high school, I actually got back into Pierce the Veil and I started listening to them again. This song, Henry and I were talking about this. This is a song that I would listen to with my like old first gen AirPods where everyone else could hear
what you had AirPods?
Yeah, and everyone else could hear what you were listening to. And I would like listen to this. I remember once I was standing in my kitchen and I was listening to this song on full blast and I like was I was kind of standing there and my older brother came up to me and he like looked at me and I just like looked back at him because I was like, I'm so emo, I'm listening to Pierce the Veil, like no one knows. And then he just started like laughing at me.
No, because
he could hear it and he didn't fuck with that. I just don't think we had the same music taste.
No, it's just like, okay, speaking on the headphones.
Sorry, guys. He didn't mess with
Perdón. No, he just like, wait, what am I saying?
You don't know my brother. What do you have to say about him?
He just like, no, Declan, if you're listening, I just get it. No, no.
Declan, if you're listening, I forgive you.
No, it's just like I had AirPods too, but I also had like regular beat up wired headphones that only play in one ear, and they play so like loud, and people would be, I'd be in class listening to loud music and people would be like, your headphones are on, and I'm like,
I would get stares.
Yeah,
real stares.
I'd get giggles, and I'm like, aww. No, but not in like a making fun of me. Like they wanted to join in.
Oh, okay. That's me when I hear any song from freshman year. Freshman year now versus high school. Freshman year was so different. Is so different. Obviously, because we're like grown more.
Older.
Wow. I'm getting older.
Oh.
I think I'm aging well. Hey, hot people can harmonize.
Right. Harmonize. Hot people harmonizing right now.
Hot people harmonizing. Y'all want to hear it? I'm getting older.
Wait, maybe we can.
But we're still hot people.
Right. Hot, but maybe not harmonize. I don't know. I'm about to harmonize with this next song because this is my jam. This is my sexy jam, I'm going to say. I heard this song in freshman year and I said, she didn't have to do all that. And she did.
And she did.
And she did. And this beat drop in this song, woo! Gets me going.
Also, something I've realized is my music taste freshman year, I think Henry also partially had, but the rest of his music taste, I didn't have.
Okay.
So I feel like like comparing our two freshman year music tastes, you had much more duality.
Yeah. I would say I had some of your stuff, but like it was mostly I listened to all of it, but mostly this stuff.
Mostly the other stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was emo, but like the music I listened to, well, it was kind of emo still, but not like I couldn't be emo. Like it wasn't like I wasn't listening to like.
I had a Shag. Drive.
Oh.
Haircut.
I had a wolf cut.
Wait, me too, but
and
I just
cut my own wolf cut every like week.
Oh.
I don't know why I just want to, I just don't, why am I fighting?
I would like stay up until 1 a.m. and like tease my hair and do like big ass, I wore big eyeliner every day, but I would do it extra big at night and tease my hair and think,
yeah. Right.
Okay, let's go on because we have more songs to play.
Yeah, okay.
Playing, but you got the music, you
Okay, so this next song is one of our last, and it's my last pick. I mean, the last one is kind of like the both of us.
Yeah,
but like,
we have a walkout.
Yeah, this last one is my pick, and I don't have much to say about this, but I will say that it's like hella lore. Like, there's too much lore to this song. I genuinely can't even speak on it. It's too much lore. I can't speak on it. It's I Feel Like Dying by Teen Suicide, and when this song plays, if you're imagining me, I'm staring into a wall while hearing this only. I don't listen to the song anymore simply because of the guttural sound memory it gives me. That's all I have to say. I'm doing this because I think it's representative, not because I want to hear it again.
I feel like that's a lot of this list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
This song in particular for me, I'm actually ending very strong with this.
Ending very strong at WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh my God.